brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have a devastatingly important radio show today for you, ladies and gentlemen. It is Wednesday, the 20th day of May, 2009. I'm going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Obviously, I have news of great import as world government is openly set up in front of everyone, as the federal government takes over every facet of society here in the United States, and as other puppet central governments expand control of the hegemonic money power. But something happened here at the office yesterday that upset me so bad. But not in a hysterical type of upset. I have a deep, deep disgust. It's deeper than hatred. It's more like a raw spot at my core, gnawing at me. Only counterbalanced by the love I have for innocent, innocent souls. And I hadn't eaten much lunch. I hadn't eaten a breakfast yesterday, and I've been so upset by this, I can't eat, and I couldn't sleep last night. And let me tell you, I can always eat, and I can almost always sleep. I'm not hungry. And I'm just completely angry. But more than angry, I'm just hurt because I know tyranny when I see it. I know evil when I see it. And I just realize the blight that's on our land. You know, it's characterized as a fight between the people and the government. But really, the people and the government's drawn out of the people. The government is just a tool, a mechanism, enslaving those that work in it as well. It's a very sad, pathetic situation we're in, how we're played off against each other. Coming up in an hour and a half in studio, we are going to have one of the customer service ladies who works here in this office named Janet. Janet Sanchez. Very nice. Worked here quite a while. Really friendly, smart. You know, has a good spirit. I like her. And I got off the air yesterday, and it was about 3:30, and I was going to go home and see my family and then come back and work last night. And I walked into a little administrative, you know, human resource. We're all resources in a little human resource office. That's not what we call it, but that's what it'd be called. And, you know, she looked like she'd seen a ghost and had tears in her eyes. And I said, "What's wrong?" And then she began to tell me what had happened at the Family Destruction Center, the Prison Induction Center, the Reindoctrination Center, known as the public school with her 8-year-old daughter, Haley. And, you know, you read about this type of stuff in the news, but when it actually happens to somebody you know, it's as if it happened to me. Because my instincts are straight. My head's screwed on, pointing the right direction. In my gut, I empathize for her. But the instinct, the programming is, I'm realizing at a base level, that could happen to her, it could happen to me. And somebody who works for you is in your tribe, as they say, psychologically. At least if you've got your head screwed on straight. And then the story that unfolded and what we confirmed is unbelievable. But in today's sick society, it's very believable. These sickos love strip-searching children. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Attention, an important product from hempusa.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Steve Schenck. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
I have a lot of financial news dealing with the auto companies coming up. Obama is further confirming that torture, secret arrest, indefinite detention will continue. Camps will be set up in the United States for foreigners and U.S. citizens alike. Nothing but lobbyists will be hired. London Telegraph reports U.S. sham bank bailouts enrich speculators, says buyout chief Mark Patterson. They just admit it's all going into private hands. Total corruption everywhere. That is all coming up, and even more draconian gun control legislation being introduced. We're being hit from all sides. And we'll have open phones, but coming up in an hour and a half from now, or about an hour and 20 minutes now, we're going to have in studio a nice lady who works here in my office with the CPS violating her and her 8-year-old daughter's rights in the government training camp. And just engaging in all sorts of sickening, despicable criminal activity. And they do it wantonly because the state claims it has immunity. You do not have immunity. It's another mind trick they play. It's like you go into police departments and they won't let you file complaints on other cops. Well, then you file charges on them with the court. That's criminal to not follow the law. The state has declared war on us. When the state abuses children, I mean killing them, beating them, hurting them badly, nothing happens because they protect themselves. That's why Justice Department's own numbers show that CPS is five times more likely than any other demographic to abuse children. They also have the most pedophiles in their ranks. Well, who else could go grab screaming children away from parents for no reason? These are monstrous people. You got pedophiles, you got control freaks, you got the people that like to get the bounties. They get big bonuses, they get money for every child they snatch. That's on record. That's federal law. So what I'm going to do in the next hour and a half is I'm going to lay out the horrors. The horrors of what I have witnessed CPS do with my own eyeballs. And I'm going to take your phone calls with your horror stories quickly and succinctly. Now, people will notice that a fella called the show Sunday night hyperventilating about how they came and took his wife's children from another marriage and took their newborn baby while they were at it. And at a certain point, I just hung up on him saying, I wish I could help you. Because if I was to emotionally identify with him, it would cause me days of agony. And I've likened it to I'm a person in a lifeboat in an icy sea, and there are millions of hands reaching out, grabbing, scrabbling for a hold on the side of the little boat, trying to pull themselves in, and I'm in a lifeboat that's already got so many people in it that it's right down to the water's edge. The water is almost coming over and flooding us. We're on the verge of being foundered, of being capsized, of being engulfed by the water. It's lapping over the side. We're bailing for our lives, and I see children dying everywhere from cancer, from the vaccines and what's in the food and water. Nothing stopping, and it's only intensifying. I see the corruption. I see the DynCorp Halliburton running giant child kidnapping rings in Chicago Tribune, BBC, congressional testimony. Nothing happens to them. I see so many crimes, so many evils. It's encyclopedic. Maybe I should write a book, you know, the Encyclopedia of Government Crimes or something. I mean, it's just so legion. It makes my mind reel. And it makes me real that I'm not strong enough, that I can't work 48 hours a day, that I don't have the will, that this stuff can get to me and that I can't just robotically move against it. That this is, see, ladies and gentlemen, I look at Brad Pitt at Cannes, you know, I'm on the Drudge Report and I see the photo, soaking in a bizarre ego trip with the director. And it makes me nauseous. And I see that ego trip in Brad Pitt, and it makes me nauseous because I've been on ego trips. And I'm still on an ego trip to a certain extent, though almost all of it is burned away. People misidentify just passion and fury and focus and dedication to bring down tyranny as ego. But I'll tell you, my deep hatred, and it's deep. It's deep, and I don't like it. It's so deep, I know it's my core. It's stronger than anything you can imagine. It's light years deeper than peacock behavior, preening peacock behavior. In fact, I miss the psychological diversion of dress-up, of imaginary play, of status. That's all it is. It's childlike game. And the last remnants of that are burning off my hull. And I'll tell you, in a way, I don't like what I see because I see a machine. And who I am is changing. And it shakes me. But I'm telling you, all of you have to steel yourselves. I mean, you have to become like metal. You have to turn the forges on in your heart of resistance to tyranny. You have to commit. and you have to hate evil. You know, they tell you don't hate. My whole Bible's about hating evil and loving good. But I'll tell you, at that core, where there's that deep hatred that's so strong, it can't even be registered. It can't even be articulated. There is also something just as strong, and that is the love of innocence and beauty and of family and of everything wholesome and good, everything beautiful, everything honorable. And then I realized that my hate of the enemy isn't the strongest thing in my heart. It is only the armor wrapped around that love of the innocent. And it is my commitment to stand up against anything, to commit to the end. And I realize at that point, the last vestiges of fear have left me. It is now gone completely from me. All that is left is a complete drive to be everything I'm meant to be. And to fight the enemy as smartly as I can and to be focused. You know, I do 4 hours of radio a day, and it's fun to go wild, and it's fun to make jokes, and it's fun to imitate and be satirical and make fun of the establishment, and that's one reason we've been successful. But in my gut, I know that's wrong. I am going to be more effective, and it doesn't mean I'll change completely overnight, but I can see where this transformation takes me towards being more focused, more serious, more disciplined. And to try to launch more effective movements and organizations and really get serious. And that means get the people that work around me serious in this mission to take on evil. Because if you are in denial about the fact that evil is running rampant, it is, and think about what that means, rampant. It is running pell-mell, helter-skelter, wild on every point of the compass. It is a disease. It is a mental virus, a spirit that is just replicating, and it's as if giant reservoirs of stinking cess have been dumped into the streets of our world. I am not going to be part of it. And I'm just glad, and I am blessed, and I am thankful that I grew up, and I made my mistakes, and I did things that were wrong, but in the end, I ended up going down the right path. And I, for as much as I hate evil, I feel sorry for the zombie-like creatures that we call our fellow humans that are so weak-minded and so given over to evil that they can't recognize the evil they're involved in when they're in the middle of it. And let me tell you, I don't revel in the fact that you are so broken and wicked and pathetic and degenerate, because you're dangerous. A log jam of dead bodies, an 100-foot-tall island floating through the sea, can certainly overtake you and smother you when you're out on the open sea of the world. And so you're very dangerous for all the rot holes in your soul. All the spiritual worms coming out of your eyeballs and out of the nose, out of the hole in your face where your nose was. I see what you are. You're like the portrait of Mr. Gray. God, look at you. Look at what's become of you. And I'll tell those out there that have been serving evil, who thought it was sexy at first and got into it for power, if I can reach you now and there's still some good left in you, turn back now. If you feel an overtaking spirit of wickedness wanting to make you giggle and laugh about this, this isn't funny and you know it. There's still time for you to turn back. There's still time for you to break the conditioning and the programming and the brainwashing and the spiritual bondage you're under. But I don't know how much further you can go. For those of you who are fully given over to it and are basically Nazgul, you will fall. We'll be right back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpaste contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for the enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
Only with CPS stories, elder care stories, kidnapping old people, kidnapping children, federal bounties, international bounties. Meanwhile, DynCorp and Halliburton publicly run giant child kidnapping rings. And then you have the fact that when you go to most pediatricians or most doctors now, even adults, they say, hey, do you have firearms in your house? Are they locked away safely? And you'll be like, no, they're in the gun case, well, they call CPS on you. Or in the states where they have gun laws about how to lock them up, they send a SWAT team. And it's amazing. In fact, I've even got Senator Glenn Grothman putting out an article here saying medical care and firearm profiling. A constituent of State Senator Glenn Grothman stopped into his Madison office last week and said he recently had knee surgery. And by the way, this is confirmed. This has been going on for about 5 years. And they, by the way, put you in a health department computer. They just tell the doctors and nurses to do this. While getting the paperwork completed, the doctor asked the man, do you own a firearm? Do you keep it locked in a secure location? The doctor would not continue the appointment or provide medical care until the patient supplied answers to the above questions. See, they're turning everybody into secret police and then acting like this is normal. Senator Grotham's office is wondering if this is an isolated incident or referring practice. Yes, Senator, in case you don't know, Aaron just gave me this during the break. Yes, this goes on nationwide, and the American Medical Association orders their doctors to do this. I guess they might start ordering the doctors to mow their lawns or maybe give them massages. Or, you know, this is indentured servitude. Now, I want to explain just how bad this is, how widespread. I've had three children. And a year ago, we're there at the North Austin Women's Medical Center because I like the doctor that's there. She's a good doctor. She's a fan of the show. She's not bad. I'm not saying she's bad. It's the bureaucracy. And I figured this out by the second child. They have health department computers. I really already knew about it, but then you're there and it's happening to you and you don't really pay attention. And the second child, they said, hey, will you take this file downstairs for me? And then the control freak nurse, they're on a power trip. They think they're like James Bond. You know, they've got all this power and they've got all this authority and they decide what to do. And so you go downstairs and you deliver the file and you come back and then the nurse leaves. And my wife said, that lady, she was just asking me if we get along and am I rude to her? And, you know, like, oh, girls talking, we're friends. And, hey, do you have enough money? And, you know, does he abuse you? And then she was typing in the computer. Yeah, it's hooked into the health department. And so by the third go around, I knew about this. And the lady said, will you take this file down here for me? And I said, oh, sure. And winked at my wife as I walked out. Same deal. And all over the country, it's in the news. These nurses are such wicked control freaks that when you refuse the vaccine, a lot of times they'll secretly inject your children. That's been in the news. That's how evil government and now the nurses and the doctors and everybody else are, the school teachers. They're all a bunch of dirtbag spies. And so everywhere you go, you know, in the case with a lady who works in my office, at the end of the year, they have it three times a year, they call the children into the lab, computer lab, and then one by one, the counselor takes the eight-year-olds, I don't know, what grade is that, third grade? Fourth grade? They take them into a room, and they ask, how are you doing? And then they said, is your mommy rude to you? Do your parents argue? Tell me about it. Real friendly and fake. And then, oh, does mommy spank you? By the way, spanking's not illegal. Hurting them is. And then the little girl says, no, and don't lie to me. Tell me, do they ever... Well, there's a little bruise on her leg. Little bruise. I'm walking into a tiny little bruise on the side of the thigh from walking into a table. We've all had them. And the next day, yesterday, there are police there, and they make her pull her pants off and take photographs. We'll tell you the rest of the story coming up in an hour. The issue here is, ladies and gentlemen, that when you put your children in a public school, they have quotas to inoculate them. They get federal money for that. So they lie to you and tell you it's the law when it's not, because if they get 99% inoculated, they get big bonuses. That's on record. They get bonuses for seizing your kids. But they want most of them in school until the end of the year. Then they try to grab them. And I talked to the CPS lady today, and I said, that's the end of the year is a busy time for you. She said, yeah, it is. I said, yeah, got to get your quota. So we're going to break all this down and explain what the master plan is here overall. And then we'll open the phones up for your horror stories. By the way, they reinstated our YouTube channel thanks to the tens of thousands of phone calls. Thank you for what you've done out there, folks. I want to commend you for that. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept! Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah, he's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, burns, burns. The ring of
having
fire.
Having a soul hurts.
The ring of fire.
But
and it burns,
caring
burns,
about your fellow man
the ring of
opens
fire.
Up a wider universe.
The ring
but with it comes all the pain. It is very alluring to just not care about people having their children stolen. It's very easy to just care about yourself and revel in being selfish. But you harden your heart, you lose your soul. You lose who you are. You lose your humanity. And the globalist, their religion is about only caring about themselves. Their religion isn't not just not caring about the public, but reveling in feeding on us, playing with us, like a mouse plays with a, like a cat plays with a mouse. Before it kills it, finally. And I know the government is 99% in the wrong. I know for every good thing they do 50 bad things. I know. The founding fathers knew. History documents. Common sense is there for anyone that cares to look. One 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231, with your CPS horror stories. You know, I have my lawyer who's a litigator and a corporate lawyer, and he's trying to figure out the best, most aggressive lawyer for us to get. We've talked to a couple lawyers last night. We're talking to some more today. And basically, the advice I gave Janet Sanchez here in our office is what the lawyers have now told me was the best advice. So I've probably interviewed, over the years, more than 100 lawyers. In fact, we even already had one set up today dealing with CPS that was set up last week. Rob Dews set this guest up last Friday dealing with the Minnesota case of a Native American where they're trying to put him on chemotherapy. And last night I was doing research and I was reminded of that little girl last year we had on where they grabbed her when she didn't have a very bad cancer. Chemotherapy her. Now they're saying there's a 20% chance she's going to live. The parents have taken her back. And the chemotherapy almost killed her. It's the same thing with this little boy. These aren't Christian scientists. These are people that, you know, they tell you, oh, the chemotherapy's going to kill you, but we're going to do it. I mean, we already had somebody on dealing with CPS stuff set up today before this even happened in our office. I mean, I've interviewed hundreds of lawyers, hundreds of different legal defense funds, different organizations and groups. And since yesterday when this happened and now, I found a few of them, but most of them are homeschool defense groups. And they're like, well, we just defend homeschoolers. And I'm talking to these secretaries going, I know, but I've had your director on. I've had your this group on. I've had that group on. And they tell me, well, I'm just like, give me the lawyers' names, you know, that deal with this exclusively. I'll pay them right now. And then Rob's not having much luck with that. So we've called a bunch of Austin lawyers. I'm talking to my lawyer during the breaks, trying to work all this out. I need listeners. There's so many different defense groups, so many different lawyers, so many different people, especially Austin lawyers that are aggressive, to email Rob D, R-O-B-D, at Infowars.com. Rob D, R-O-B-D, at Infowars.com. And just short lawyers that have been successful, people that have done a good job for you. I mean, I've been during the breaks to talk to three different lawyers, and I'm getting on the phone with them, and I'm saying, look, this is what we've done. Do you agree with that? Yeah, that's the right thing to do. Are you going to be aggressive? He's like, well, yeah, it's good to not meet with them and not let them get more evidence or fake evidence and escalate it. So I got three lawyers we're dealing with right now, and I'm trying to get my lawyer, who's very high-powered, runs a huge law firm, very busy, and he doesn't want to give me a bad advice, so he's rummaging around for the best family lawyer he's got. And so a lot of times when callers call in and they say, they've grabbed my children, you know, and I'll say 9 times out of 10, I go, let me guess, you're homeschooling and your children were at recess in the backyard and the neighbors called CPS on you. And they say, yeah, that's it. And the CPS comes and says it's illegal to homeschool and they take your kids. It doesn't matter. There's no law. Last night I spent 3 hours on the computer just reading hundreds of more horror stories to the point of I felt like my brain was just filled with dirt. Again, ladies and gentlemen, I do this because I'm tired of evil. I'm tired of little children being abused. I think about the millions of parents I can't help in the United States. I think about the millions of people in the last few years alone, most of them completely innocent, and they weren't given due process even if they were guilty. That's the issue. Who had their little babies torn away from them. Last Friday, I had a state senator on, Eagle Forum head of Georgia. And she was listing names where they don't just have bounties to get kids and quotas. They say, we've got an order for a 2-year-old blonde-haired, blue-eyed girl. They'll pay $400,000 for. And they go to the school, and they've got teachers and nurses they give kickbacks to, legal and illegal. They've got judges they give kickbacks to. This is in the news. I know for a fact they pay the judges around here to grab kids, and no one will stop them. They just keep committing the crime. I just wish God would strike every one of them down. Oh, God. And, you know, God does. You may not believe in the universe. You may not believe in karma, reap what you sow, but it's real, scum. You may not believe in a second life, an afterlife, but I'll tell you this. What you do in this life comes back on you. I fear the law of the universe. They call that God-fearing. and you're all going to be brought to justice. The world will bring you to justice. The universe will bring you to justice. It's not too late to turn back like Saul of Tarsus on the road to Damascus, who persecuted and killed scores of Christians and innocents, tortured them. Legal tips at Infowars.com. That's the best one just for this case. Legal tips at Infowars.com. Send them to that. It's even better than Rob D. Rob D. and Infowars. Legal tips at Infowars.com. It's not even the legal tips. I remember all these groups and foundations and organizations, and I printed off five or six of them last night, and you call, and it's a secretary, and they go, yeah, we've got the head of the homeschool legal defense group, but he's on the Hill lobbying at the Texas legislature. Yeah, we know who you are. We'll try to get back with you and have him on today. But we got to move quick on this, because I haven't told you the story yet, ladies and gentlemen. I hate having to talk to the CPS snakes on the phone, too. They are just such buckets of weakness and buckets of trash. They are just pits of evil. Weak-minded scum that lie to themselves about what they're involved in. You don't follow the Bill of Rights and Constitution and due process. It's better 10 guilty men go free than one innocent go to jail. And you people operate under the 1920s set-up eugenics courts. They're not even real. I've had it with you. And I'll tell you this, when the dam collapses on you, you're going to be in a lot of trouble. And already everywhere, despite all their PR and all their multi-billion dollar propaganda campaigns with the feds and the states and the local adoption agency and the kidnapping rings and all their stories demonizing families on the news, the worm's turning and everybody hates your guts except a few weak-minded, pot-bellied socialist teachers and nurses. And then your pedophile guilds. Because all the time, good cops are busting the CPS directors and the truancy officers and the Homeland Security local directors running pedophile operations. You see it in the news every day. We're going to catch every one of you, and you're going to be brought to justice. And when we take this country back, it's going to be seen to. It's going to be seen to that you're brought to justice. And when it comes out and there's eyewitnesses that you abuse children, and when it comes out that you're pot-bellied pedophiles, there's a death penalty for that. You're going to get your full jury. You're going to get a full trial. And you're going to pray for prison. And I know you're listening. And I'm telling you, I'm focused on you. And more people, we are firing up our wills. We're firing up our fury. We're finding our souls. We're finding our strengths. We're finding those big forges in our hearts. And we're pouring out that steel into the molds and forging swords of truth. And we are going to bring you down. What's the Thomas Jefferson quote? I swear on the altar of Almighty God. I swear on the altar. I forget the exact Thomas Jefferson quote. Here, let me search it right now. It's too important. I swear on the altar of God. Thomas Jefferson. I swear on the altar. That should get it. Trying to find it here. Yes, here it is. I swear upon the altar of God, eternal hostility to every form of tyranny over the mind of men. And it's mental. It's spiritual. It's in the mind. It's a spell. It's a program. It's a cowing. It's teaching us to lay down and take it. No, I'm going to stand up. I'm not going to cower. I swear upon the altar of God, eternal hostility to every form of tyranny over the mind of men. I swear upon the altar of God, eternal hostility to every form of tyranny over the mind of men. Here's another Jefferson quote. My God, how little do my countrymen know what precious blessings they are in possession of and which no other people on earth enjoy. Absolutely. Let me tell you what I value. There are people that will kill to be a movie star or kill to be liked in their church or kill for some type of petty peacock worship. And I look at movie stars on the red carpet and how they preen and suck it in and get off on it. I'm almost ashamed when I march up in front of a crowd of 1,000 people to give a speech. At that little part of me that enjoys it, and I always shift back into defense of humanity and then get up there to give the speech. I don't want to give the speech, and then I know the few movie stars I do know that are really classy, they can't stand the spotlight. We've had those discussions. But I do want the spotlight so that I can have my name at the top of the list, like John Hancock, to declare to this scum that I will never submit to their tyranny, and I'll never submit to their mind tricks. It's like they told the London Guardian reporter when he was at the police station and saw the guys that had been following him and harassing him, and the cops were denying it, and he said, there they are right there, and the head police chief, the state police guy, said, no, you don't see them there. They play that, there's no North American Union, there's no European Union. They play those mind games. Well, your spell is broken on me, and I'm not even going to argue with you. We know you're a bunch of sicko scum. You're pirates, you're mercenaries, you're pedophiles. You all got your evil you're into. And you've given yourselves completely over to it. Now, some of you haven't. And if you got the hair standing up on the back of your neck right now, and you got tears in the corners of your eyes, and you feel something that's painful but also good at the same time, that's your soul walking out the door that you got 1 second to reach over and grab. But you're being touched right now by truth and love and honor. And if you turn your back on it, that's the ultimate sin. Don't turn your back on this opportunity to be like Saul of Tarsus and to be hit by that spirit of goodness and honor and to be knocked off your horse and to stand up as a new man and woman. I don't want you to fall to the designs of the New World Order. I don't want you people to serve evil. I want you to stop making excuses about what you're part of. And then I look at those that have joined evil and hardened their hearts. They're not even human anymore, folks. They are habitations of wickedness. They are vessels and gates, windows into hell. And to them I pledge eternal, complete resistance to them. Dump your fear today. Stop caring what your neighbors think. Stop approaching people from a cowardly, apologetic position. We are champions. We are leaders. We were forged in our mother's wombs for our destiny to be builders and creators and lovers of honor and goodness and innocence. Not lovers of death. Now, I know we've got a lot of callers in this. I just want you to know that I had a stack of news yesterday. In fact, I gave it to Hoosh and asked him to dig through it. Did you find those articles about 7-year-olds recruited to spy on their neighbors and parents? You guys Google that for me. I don't know. I was looking in the stack right before I went on there. I couldn't find that in some other articles. Every day, the point is, I have these where they tell them that first they set up an environmental corps in the U.S. and England and Canada, Australia, all the same thing. And they tell the kids, oh, we're going to help the environment. And then, by the way, we want you to look in your neighbor's trash and make sure they're recycling right. And even if it's not a law in your area, go knock on their door and tell them. That sets the precedent of the boldness to go knock on somebody's door, children, and tell them what to do and tell your parents what to do. And then now, as I told you, they've launched this about 3 years ago, the climate cops and the rest of it. Their uniforms are the same as AmeriCorps. Red jackets with black trim and khaki pants, white shirts. So I told you that's the global uniform for one group, and then others are gray, others wear blue, different paramilitary. This is happening. And they have them, and they go, by the way, we want you to tell us if your neighbors have got guns, do your neighbors have too nice of things, down to 7-year-olds. Yeah, here it is. Council admits spying on families. Now, that's one from 2008. Now, this was yesterday. It was a couple articles in the U.S. and England. It was 7-year-olds recruited to spy on neighbors. That'll pull it up. It doesn't matter. Everybody knows about it. It's all over the news. It makes me sick. I mean, this is open, hardcore tyranny. I got to make myself eat something during the break. My stomach's killing me, but I'm not hungry. And you know why I'm not hungry. Because my body's in war mode, ladies and gentlemen. In 10,000 B.C., I'd know what to do right now. But we're not in that world. We have to use our cerebral cortex. Wise as serpents, as peaceful as doves. Until we've rallied the people. Until we've rallied the host and given them respect for themselves again. You will know the time. Be right back. Stay with me.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious-tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Chews for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchews.com.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. I'm sending out a special alert to all those out there listening with credit card debt and struggling to make payments. I'm going to give you a very important phone number. Due to a declining economy and credit crisis, you now have the power to settle your debt and lower your payments by up to 60% or more by calling the Bailout Group. This program has already settled over $100 million of debt and are saving individual consumers thousands of dollars. Folks, if you are struggling with credit card debt and those excessive interest payments, the time is now to take advantage of this opportunity. Call the Bailout Group today at 1-800-324-6554. I hope our listeners take advantage of this. The call is free, and in 10 minutes they will show you how much you can save right over the phone with one simple call. Let the Bailout Group bail you out of debt, reduce your payments by up to 60%, and save you thousands of dollars today. That number again is 1-800-324-6554. 800-324-6554. The Bailout Group.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO, chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
And then later I'm going to break down their big master plan, how they overall operate. We're going to have in studio Janet Sanchez. Just absolutely amazing. Wait till you hear this story. And this, you know, the point is, this is going on all over the country. There's, what, 16 people in this office? Then Kurt Nemo in New Mexico, Paul and Steve Watson in England. So out of 16 people in my office, then suddenly half the people that have kids in this office were going, oh, yeah, my son had bruises on his shins from shocker. And everybody has bruises all over them when they're a kid. And the CPS tried to take his kids, his sons. And then they said that they called him into this public school and said that because Mike used to smoke cigarettes, that was drug use, and they wanted him to drug test. And Mike even did it years ago and then didn't have drugs in his system. But they said smoking cigarettes was the evidence of his drug use. You mean it just turns out everybody in my office has been hit by these people. It's just everywhere. It's filth. When the government is the most abusive of children anywhere, who has oversight over them? I play all these CPS newscasts where all these kids die in their custody, and they just get on the news and say, so what? Children will die. Remember that clip? That YouTube that. CPS says children will die. I want them to hear this, the son of a... Oh, excuse me. I got to tell you about a few of our sponsors to make the show possible. I'm getting so upset lately, I haven't even gotten the sponsors on air, and then we'll start the next hour and go to your calls. You just got to learn your rights and say no to these people. Let me tell you a little bit about one of our great sponsors, HomeGain.com. It's the place to get you started buying or selling a home, finding a realtor, or getting any real estate questions answered. Go to HomeGain.com and see what I'm talking about. All you need to do is type in the home address, and you'll get a free estimate on your home's value. According to realtors, home sellers becoming more realistic on home prices. Go to blog.homegain.com and see the Home Gain second and fourth home prices survey. There's a new feature called Street View where you can look at the house street level, take a virtual walk through the neighborhood you're interested in. You have got to see this for yourself, and again, it's absolutely free. There are tons of tools to help you. For instance, if you want to remodel your home, go to homegain.com. Use their home sale maximizer to help you determine which home improvements can most increase your home's value before you put it on the market. These folks have been around for 10 years helping buyers and sellers. Again, their website is homegain.com or MaxTheOrangeGorilla on Infowars.com. Another sponsor, and we'll go to break and come back and go directly to your calls with your horror stories of these people. Justin in North Carolina hung up. Justin, call back. I want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. Acolablue.com, atmospheric water generator for your home, pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store, pure clean water without the fluoride, unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Know exactly what you're drinking. Machine produces up to 28 liters, 7.5 gallons a day. The generated water is passed through 7 filters, including reverse osmosis and carbon. Simple to use, no chemicals, pollutants, or toxins. Neutral pH, your own source of clean drinking water. How the filtering process works: the water passes through an activated carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter, and a stored in the tank eliminated by antibacterial fungal UV light. That's acolablue.com or 1-800-691-6043. 1-800-691-6043. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll break down the secret police control grid and take your calls in 70 seconds.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.